Our studies I would like to bring before you in our Bible study will be from the book of Jonah. But to set that table, to continue setting the table that Mike just put before us, would you turn to Luke chapter 24 with me for just a moment before we go to Jonah? Luke chapter 24. We set the Lord's name before us, as Mike read there. It is every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every man who the Lord appoints to stand in front of his pulpit, behind his pulpit, and preach to his people. It is our responsibility to bring Christ out as best we can in scriptures. Our pastor has said many times, get on the path to Christ as quickly as possible. Luke chapter 24, looking at verse 27, our Lord Jesus had just spent some time with two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus. They did not know who he was at that time. In verse 25, he says, then he said unto them, O fools and slow to heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And then verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded, explained, taught, preached unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The New Testament interprets the Old. Look down in verse 31, and here's the result of that very thing, the expounding of scriptures, all the things concerning of Christ. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their... Oh, wait a minute, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry, that's right. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? You know, as Kathy and I were traveling across the country, and I've shared this with you before, one of the most enjoyable moments of our vacation that year was coming in to meet people that we had never met before that loved the Lord as we do. They love to hear the gospel preached. They love to hear about Jesus Christ and him crucified. Their hearts burned within them the same way it does us. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened us to the scriptures? Now turn over to Jonah chapter 1 if you would please. May your hearts this morning burn as we look into the God's Word and see Jesus Christ. Jonah 1:1, it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. And I want to stop there for just a moment because I'd like to look at this on a verse-by-verse basis, some possibly even as a word-by-word basis. So we begin this study with these important words, just as the word comes to all of God's people. In Romans 3:11, it says, there is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. When our Lord Jesus asked Peter, whom do you say that I am? Peter was declared blessed. Our Lord said to that man, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to thee, but my Father who is in heaven. I stand before you this morning declaring God's word, but it is not me who brings this word to you. It must be the Holy Spirit who brings it to your heart and reveals the truth to you. There are thousands of people who are reading this very exact same book that we're reading right now, declaring the same things that I'm declaring to you, who have no idea who Christ is. In fact, they walk out the door of their church thinking, I've accepted Christ today. I got smarter. I've seen them. I've even visited those churches when I was looking for one that might be a little closer to me. I'm thankful the Lord didn't show me anything closer to me. The word of the Lord comes to all of His people in the day of His power. Our Lord uses sinful men to preach the good news, the word of God, to sinful people that He may give life to His elect. But that word does not go out, does not come to everyone. You don't need to turn there, but allow me to read a couple verses from John 10, starting in verse 24. Then came the Jews round about Him and said unto Him, How long dost Thou make us to doubt? If Thou be the Christ, tell us plainly, it says. And Jesus answered them, He says, I've told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in My Father's name, they bear witness of Me. He raised people from the dead. They saw it before their very eyes. And they did not believe. But ye believed not, because you were not My sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father which gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one. But it doesn't stop there, folks. It continues. It says in the very next verse, Then the Jews took up stones again to stone Him. They wanted to kill Him for declaring Himself to be God in the flesh. And that's the truth about it. Now, there's a lot of people out there who declare Christ to be God in the flesh, but they don't believe it. They don't believe it at all. But the sheep do. The word of the Lord comes to His sheep. And that word, as it says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This word came to Jonah, and it came to him in the form of instructions. It says in verse 2, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before Me. Oh, how often our Lord's word comes to us in the forms of instructions. Again, you don't need to turn there, but allow me to read some verses from Romans 13, starting in verse 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this very saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. I do believe. And you know, folks, I know. I don't mean to break down and stutter with a tear in my heart as often as I do, but I can't help it. I fail at every one of these things I just read to you. In James 2:8 it says, If ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scriptures, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. I try. But oh, how I utterly fail at these very instructions, even to the point that I may sometimes run from them. Yet, as we will all see here in our future studies, we do have an advocate. One who is sitting on His throne in heaven, ruling over all that is. This advocate took the sins of His people, the sins of myself, the sins of every one of His people forever. all who were given unto him before the world was, and he was made to be sin for them, that they might be righteous in him. Consider our dear brother Jonah. These instructions were to go and to cry out against this great city of Nineveh, a city that was so great it would take 3 days to cross it on foot. Imagine the instructions coming to you. Go out and cry unto these ones who call themselves Christians. This great country that we call a home. These great so-called churches that are scattered throughout this great land we live in. Go out and cry unto them. Tell them, you have sinned. You have made yourselves to be gods. You have declared yourselves to be above the Lord thy God by declaring it is your will above his. You declare the Lord a liar, saying that Jesus loves everyone. You declare his blood atonement worthless when you say it is your choice. Your wickedness has come up before the Lord. Can you imagine what that would be like to go stand in the Crystal Cathedral and tell those thousands of people who show up there 4 times a day on Sunday morning that their wickedness has come up before the Lord? To do so would be quite frightening, wouldn't it? And how many of you would think it to be useless? You know, that's what came to my mind. Or a waste of time. I'm not trying to tell anyone here that they should go out and stand in the congregations around us. That's between you and God. But we better be very clear to those who God brings into this place that he has provided for us. Very clear. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Salvation is of the Lord from start to finish. Either you bow down to Jesus Christ the Lord right now, bow down to the God that is in flesh, the one who sacrificed himself for his people, or you will bow down before him in judgment. In John 1, verse 3, it says, but Jonah rose up to flee. Or Jonah 1, I'm sorry. Verse 3, it says, Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now the first thing that jumps out at me here is he went down. He went down to Joppa, and he didn't stop there. He went down into the bowels of the boat, down into the darkness. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been in an old boat or not, but if you've ever been in one, they don't smell good. The wood's pretty musty. And if there is light down there, especially light and the kind of light they had those days, it's not very bright. A lot of shadows. Interesting. We love the darkness that we were in. Now, I don't understand this next point very much, so I'm just going to read it for you, and you pray to the Lord might show you what he means by this. This name Joppa, it comes from another word, and I cannot pronounce it. It's Greek. But the word which I cannot pronounce means complainers. He went down to a town of complainers, and then into a ship. You take that for whatever you want, but I did think that was important just to let you know that's what the name of that town means. When we leave the instructions our Lord gives us, we tread the path downward. That's the path the world is on. It's the path to destruction. Sometimes our Lord and Savior allows us to walk that very path again so that we might see our need of his grace, We sing this song. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Yeah. We walk that path when our Lord allows it so that we can look back up to the only one to look to, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to remember that we are no different in the flesh than all who have walked this earth. Oh, how I tend to wonder, yet he brings me back to this wonderful promise, to his wonderful promises. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I have paid the price for you. He says, I will be your God and you will be my people. He brings me back to looking to Christ, my substitute. Even when the waves of life come up against me, they are to show me my Lord is all, is Lord of all. One of the points that our brother Mike brought out in his Bible studies, when the little girl, young woman, went off her own way, was raped, or willingly allowed herself to be taken of another man, Mike finished that Bible study with a wonderful blessing, an absolutely heart-wrenching blessing, and that is, the Lord did not leave her there. The sons, her brothers, came and took her back. The Lord will not leave his people. I will not forsake you, he says. I will never leave you nor forsake you. When the winds come up about me, I know they're for my good. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Oh, how often those waves we bring upon ourselves when we turn away from the instructions of the Lord. Many say that their Lord rules the waves, but then they deny his power over themselves. Is your Lord, Lord of all that is? Can you look into your heart and say he rules over you? Either Jesus Christ is Lord of everything, or he's no Lord at all. The Lord Jesus Christ is declared to be God from cover to cover of Holy Scriptures. Anyone who sat in these pews and heard our brother Mike over these last few months bring out Christ in every lesson of Genesis. I believe what God has been gracious to reveal to me in this word. I believe his word when he says, the Lord sent out. In verse 4, I believe that when he says, all things are for my good, even the waves that he sent out are for my good. Lord, help me in my unbelief. Turn to Romans chapter 8 and we'll close. Familiar verses from everybody. I have no doubt Pastor Gene could speak them from heart without reading. Lord, help me to say these, be able to speak these words someday from the heart without reading them. What shall we say in verse 31? What shall we say then? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What wave can encompass our bodies? What wave can encompass our minds? Yeah, they're tossing a little bit out here. splashing up against, a little bit coming into the boat. So I was talking to somebody just here the other day. We were talking about a flat boat. I think it was Bill, about a small boat. And some people, we were talking about those two men that almost died out here in the lake because the waves splashed up over the boat. So what? I have nothing to worry about. Let the waves come on. They're for my good. I'm going to learn something from them because I know the Lord says everything's for my good. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Have you got a bulletin with you this morning? Look under food for thought. Pastor Todd Nybert writes, when I look for evidences of salvation in my attitude and conduct, I fear that I am not saved. Does that hit home with anybody here? When I look to Christ only, I have full assurance. Oh, wait a minute, though. As soon as I think I have assurance, it leaves. The Lord will not allow us to trust anything but Him. Here come the waves, folks. Here come your waves. Christ but Him, Christ alone, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. Praise the Lord. Pastor.